According to Berwald Wilson, author of The History of Missouri, The Making of the United States, few states experienced the Civil War as intensely as Missouri. As a border state that remained in the Union, Missouri became a battleground where Union and Confederate sympathizers struggled for control. Regular armies, guerrilla fighters, and civilian populations all participated in a conflict that tore communities apart and left lasting scars on the state's landscape and psyche. Following Abraham Lincoln's election in November of 1860, Missouri's divided loyalties emerged front and center as the new governor, Claiborne Fox Jackson, took office in January 1861. Keep in mind, Lincoln would not be inaugurated until March 4, 1861. Jackson declared, "Missouri must stand by the South." Some Missourians didn't share their new governor's sentiments. St. Louis and the German communities around the state strongly supported the Union. Jackson, a Democrat, took office on January 3, 1861, and in his inaugural address also called for a state convention to consider the issue of secession. After the Civil War erupted, following the Confederate attack at Fort Sumter, President Lincoln called on the several states of the Union to send volunteers in order that they may suppress the rebellion and to cause the laws to be duly executed. Missouri, as a so-called border state, was expected to send their quota, but Governor Jackson resisted. Instead, he assembled a militia of Confederate sympathizing troops in protest. While the Union scored an early victory at Camp Jackson, the next three 1861 engagements were considered losses for the Union. From 1862 to 1864, Missouri entered a period during the Civil War plagued by irregular or guerrilla warfare, a civil war within the Civil War. Throughout the war, a number of local skirmishes occurred, resulting in casualties. In comparison, however, the most serious instances of death and property destruction came at the hands of the bands of outlaws, the Jayhawkers and the Bushwhackers. The term Jayhawk and its various iterations seems to have originated as early as the late 1840s along the Kansas-Missouri border. By the 1850s, the term Jayhawker was generally associated with Kansas. In 1854, Kansas Territory was open for settlement, leading, as it turned out, to the Kansas-Missouri Border War, or Bleeding Kansas, essentially the Civil War before the Civil War, pitting abolitionists against pro-slavery advocates. As tensions continued to mount, the two sides engaged in battles and skirmishes, with abolitionists referred to as Jayhawkers and pro-slavery advocates as Bushwhackers. One of the more unscrupulous Jayhawkers was Charles Jennison. His bushwhacking counterparts were William Bloody Bill Anderson, William Quantrill, and a young Jesse James. For Missouri, the Civil War was about revenge and survival. See the link below to purchase the issue featuring Missouri, its history, and how to find the best historical and genealogical records.